From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell called for a vote today on whether to let President Obama control the U.S. debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid then brought the bill forward for a vote, but McConnell blocked it. Senate Majority Leader Reid had said he had more than 50 votes to pass the legislation in the 100-member Senate. Republicans are now demanding a supermajority for the bill that would require at least 60 votes. Michigan State Police pushed back protesters in the Michigan State Senate today with chemical spray. The protesters are at the Capitol in Lansing, where the Michigan legislature is considering passing right-to-work laws. These would ban unions from requiring non-union workers to pay dues to support union activity. Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta is at the Capitol. He says all four stories of the rotunda are jammed with demonstrators.
Every floor is sort of surrounded by protesters. You can hear them chanting behind me. And they're just trying to make as much noise as they can and hoping that the legislators in the chambers on either side of them will hear them.
Rick Pluta reporting. A former Navy sailor has been charged with attempting to share classified information with Russia. The Justice Department says Robert Patrick Hoffman unknowingly passed documents to FBI agents. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports he faces life in prison if convicted.
Robert Hoffman spent 20 years in the Navy, where he had access to secret programs and operations, until he retired last year. The U.S. attorney in Virginia says Hoffman tried to give classified information about ways to track American submarines to the Russian government. But the Russians weren't at the October 21st meeting. Instead, Hoffman met with FBI agents posing as foreigners. The Justice Department says Russia broke no laws in the case. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Egyptian protesters are gathering again in front of the Egyptian presidential palace, this a day after opponents of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi faced off with his supporters in a violent clash that killed several people. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is there and says there's only one side present now, President Morsi's opponents.
The difference from last night at this stage, besides the different mood, is the fact that the Republican Guard, as they're known, have set up tanks and barbed wire around, or I should say they're blocking off streets. They're not letting protesters get as close as they did before. The officials for the military have said they are not here to oppress or suppress the protesters, but they are trying to keep some law and order and prevent any conflict that occurred last night between pro-Morsi supporters and anti-Morsi supporters.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 18 points at 13,052. This is NPR. U.S. Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina is resigning his seat. He's leaving to become the head of a conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. DeMint says he is stepping down because the conservative movement needs leadership in the battle of ideas. His resignation opens the way for South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to appoint his successor. She is also a Republican and has not hinted who she's thinking of naming to take over DeMint's seat. Italian authorities have discovered a centuries-old Egyptian sphinx that was about to be sold on the black market. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports it came to light in a probe into trafficking in antiquities.
The work is an Egyptian granite sculpture of a sphinx dating perhaps to the 4th century B.C. Italian tax police said it was found on the outskirts of Rome last week. It was inside a box hidden in a greenhouse near an ancient Etruscan necropolis. An Italian and a Romanian are under investigation. Tax police Major Massimo Rossi said the sphinx is about 2 feet tall and 4 feet long and probably adorned a 1st century B.C. Roman villa at a time when Egyptian sculptures were fashionable. The sphinx will find a new home in Rome's Villa Giulia Museum, which specializes in Etruscan antiquities. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The UN says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to avoid using chemical weapons under any circumstances in the Syrian civil war. The Secretary General sent Assad a letter. Ban also talked with the head of a world organization against chemical weapons and said Syria's decision to use them would be an outrageous crime with dire consequences. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.